Hi everyone, so in between covering the Paralympic Games here in Paris for RNIB Connect Radio, I thought we should do a little bit of sightseeing. So here we are near the Arc de Triomphe, which looks kind of like a big fireplace without the fire. So we're going to go under the road, through the tunnels, and we are going to climb to the top.
Climb to the top?
Stairs?
No lift.
Okay, goodness. So we're going to head for the tunnel, and I'm going to take Jane's arm, and I walk kind of maybe a pace behind Jane. Although I don't think I've put the cane out too far. Lots of people. So let's go. Okay. Yep. So we are walking through the tunnel underneath the roundabout to get to the Arc de Triomphe. And Jane tells me there's a lovely lady busker up ahead. She's playing the violin. So, yeah, I know you can't see it, but we're about to have a little pirouette in front of her. Let's hope we don't fall over. Okay.
That's our last swing.
So here we are at the base of the Arc de Triomphe. What was really interesting was you have to pay to come up here, but if you have a disability and you're with someone and you have some identification, then you get in for free. And so did Jane.
Yay.
And she's so excited, and you get to skip every single queue.
Yeah.
I tell you what's not going to make her go, yeah. Are you ready for the climb, all those stairs?
Oh no, I found the lift.
Oh, okay.
So we do the lift.
Oh, they made you do it?
They did.
Oh well, off
they
we go.
Okay.
Swing left. Okay. Yeah. Behind you. Merci. Okay, let's head up and see if we can see the Eiffel Tower from the terrace. It's nice and cool up here as well.
It is. Yeah, so we're going to swing left.
Uh-huh.
And again.
Yep.
And again. We're going to take the step up.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to swing the right.
Yep.
Again. So, and big step up.
Yep. Ah, there we go.
Oh my goodness gracious, that's
you
very
love
high.
Heights.
Oh.
Abby, you have to conquer your fear.
Oh my goodness gracious.
And tell me what's there.
Oh, so we're on top of the fireplace.
We're on the mantelpiece. And are we looking out towards the Eiffel Tower?
So the Eiffel Tower is to our right-hand side.
Okay.
Where we were standing at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
We're facing down towards that.
Right, so you can see that, all the traffic going round the big roundabout.
Yes. Okay. Roads all round the fireplace, the mantelpiece, all round.
Okay.
So we're going to swing a touch to the right.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to walk straight ahead.
Okay.
So it's quite tight here.
Uh-huh.
And we have on our right hand side,
uh-huh,
is that big drop, just be careful.
Yep.
We'll put our left.
Yep.
That drop to the right hand side.
I've got it with my foot. I've done a health and safety form, we're all right, we're insured.
So can you feel the fence to your left?
Yep, I
so
am
that's
Mars
all the way around.
So you've got a good view.
Oh, panoramic view.
It's not raining.
It's a bit overcast right now.
Uh-huh.
Certainly we can see the Eiffel Tower, but yeah, beyond that, it's very murky, where it's a bit grey, not seen
okay
as much. So it looks as though there's a...
So we're at the Arc de Triomphe in Paris. Alan, how are you feeling?
It's really nice up here. So the Arc de Triomphe kind of looks like a big fireplace. So we're on the mantelpiece at the top, and it's in the middle of an incredibly busy roundabout. So you go under some tunnels, and you have to pay to come in. So it's like 16 euros. However, if you have a disability and you can prove it, so I had my travel card from the UK that says that I'm blind, they let you in free, and they let the person you're with in free of charge as well. So that was really good. And if there are any queues, you can go straight to the front. So that's not too bad. So yeah, we came in through the queues. Had to do a security check just to make sure everything was okay. And we went up in a lift to a kind of internal level in a big lift. And then we went into a little tiny lift, which was like only a partial lift because you can see the walls going up and down and above you. And that brought us up onto the terrace level. And you can walk all the way around for a kind of panoramic view, and there's some maps to tell you what you're looking at as well. And fortunately, there's a nice breeze and it's not raining. So all in all, it was quite effortless getting up here. Let's hope we can get lifts on the way back down as well.
Yeah, and it's actually, I feel like this, it's quite hot today. We have a bit of a cloud cover, so it makes the sun a bit more diffused, so it's quite nice.
Yeah, and it's nice. It kind of takes the stress off you coming here as well, because all the staff are really helpful, and they can talk in English enough that you knew where to go, what to do, and everything's in place to get you up here effortlessly. Okay, I probably could have taken the stairs, but, you know, in... As we're doing a radio piece here, we're looking at accessibility, I thought I should really throw myself into it and make use of the lifts.
Yeah, and have Paulina check out the stairs.
And Paulina checked out the stairs. Yeah. In fact, the second lift that go up in, the woman turned to Paulina and said, it's only 46 stairs. And she was actually at the top with her camera filming us coming up. Like, you must have been up those stairs like, you know, Bambi, flying up those stairs.
I had time to have a look around. You guys were so slow.
She ran up those stairs like Catherine Thompson Johnson.
Yes, pretty much. The steps, I have to say, if you can take the lift and you're not sure about narrow corridors, they would not be very easy to navigate. So you would have to use the handrail yourself and navigate up the steps yourself. So doable. Practical? Maybe not. So I think you guys did the right choice there and saved you getting all sweaty at the top of the Arc de Triomphe.
Oh, we can't be having that.
So we're going to stop here, take some nice pictures of Al and Jane in front of the Eiffel Tower and make our way down.
Do you want to go to the right or the left? Because we've got spiral stairs.
Either way, I don't mind.
Very narrow to your side. So do you want to go to the right side?
Okay.
Okay.
Got you.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've got the handle and we're going down the spiral stairs.
So again, long way down, we can see all the way down, lots of levels, spiral staircase, heading down, down, down.
Telling you, helter skelter. One franc. Down you go.
That's you?
Can we go again?
No.
Hey.
You made it.
Alrighty, that's us at the end. How is everyone feeling? We actually tackled the stairs. Who would have believed that?
We did.
It's a lot easier coming down.
It was actually much wider than the stairs to the top, so I feel like that's worth keeping in mind.
I think they're missing a trick. They should have a slide. A helter-skelter or a water flume all the way down. I mean, I would pay to go on that.
So final thoughts. What do we rate Arc de Triomphe in Paris?
It's got to be a 4 out of 5.
Staff
are very helpful. You get in free of charge if you show that you have a disability, and so does the person who's with you get in free of charge as well. Yeah, I mean, it's not quite a 5 out of 5 yet. There's nothing James Bond in there.
I feel like Alan needs, I don't know, an afternoon tea with croissants served at the top of the...
Yes, that would make it 5 out of 5.
Yeah, that would make it
some pain chocolat, some café au lait.
There you go. Well, if you don't have unrealistic expectations, this will be a 5 out of 5. Absolutely recommend. So there you go. That was RNAB Connect Radio visiting Arc de Triomphe in Paris.